What's up?
What's up?
Oh,
what's up?
What's
up? Oh, it's
love
Monday.
It.
We it's Monday. It's Monday. We just watched the Super Bowl yesterday. They brought back the What's Up ads.
By popular demand, baby.
Yeah, everybody wanted it, and they brought it back.
We're lying. We're kidding. It's Sunday right
it's
now.
It's Sunday.
We're about to watch the
noon,
big game.
Pre-Super Bowl pod. We're going to go into a local Super Bowl party, and we're going to be the guys like, you guys watching sports? We're
going to be that
sports
guy. Ball?
Or are you guys watching?
I'm going to be the guy that's like, I only watch this for the commercials. That's
game. Yeah.
The real game is the commercials.
Every time the commercials come on, I'm going to be like, shut the fuck up. Everybody shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Everybody shut the fuck up.
Karen, put down.
Wait,
stop fucking with the chili, Karen.
Wait, real quick. I do think ban on Karen. Ban on Karen,
why Karen?
Jokes. I think Karen has, we've reached a breaking point.
Oh, is that like a memed name?
Yeah, Karen
Is
like hack now.
That's literally just the name I thought
I think,
of.
Yeah, I think Karen is a default female name hack.
Okay.
Karen is a default female name, same category as sports ball.
Sure.
You heard it.
I'm
comedy,
not even aware of the
comedy police,
Karen overuse.
You're under arrest. Karen as a bit name is over.
Crystal, put down the fucking chili.
Yes. Okay,
Crystal.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Crystal. You got there we go. Crystal.
Yeah.
Crystal. I'm into it.
But anyway, we're giving out free jokes for our listeners. Another good routine is you kind of like walk into the room. You've been dicking around in some other room. You kind of come up to the people watching TV.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, hey, has anybody hit a home run yet?
That's a good one.
Strong one.
I did remember when I was a kid, there was one year when I was like eight, when I literally was like, the commercials. Like I told everybody to be quiet. So I could watch it. We could hear the commercials.
I mean, I still like watching them, but from like a really cynical perspective.
But well, sure.
We'll dive
but
deep into that 100%.
There were like, I remember, I don't know if they still do this on TV, but there would be like best commercials, like compilate,
like recaps,
top 10,
like the next day,
best commercials, but like as like a show, like Fox Friday night, it would have like the best commercials of all time, and then there'd be commercials between the
commercials during the commercials
countdown.
Well, that was the 90s during the heyday of
that
was like the second heyday of advertising where companies were just cranking millions of dollars into like Red Lobster ads, and if commercial directors had like wild egos back then, they're living in the Hollywood Hills off directing like 1-800 collect commercials.
I mean, they're
doing
still
coke on set.
Yeah, these dudes are still, commercials still make money. Sorry,
they do. Less money in them now for sure.
But like,
in the '90s, it was like
still a ton.
Every commercial was like a full feature film size crew.
Yeah,
they were just making. They weren't even really about the product. It would just be this kind of like, they would either be super random like What's Up style commercial, or like a Levi's ad where they're singing a song, the Gap ads, which is like a full Bob Fosse style musical.
Yes.
And then you had these like these hotshot directors who were just snorting cokes off the off the director's chairs.
Snorting cokes.
Kind of screaming at the clients, explaining like they need this to direct an Olive Garden commercial.
Yeah.
Helped with their creative vision. Those were the glory days.
I think we popped off about this. The post Tim and Eric ads.
Oh, post, yeah.
Just, yeah. Which I think you will see the Super Bowl.
100%. Later in the episode, I want to do some full predictions.
Okay.
But I am looking forward to them.
Yeah.
I do want to see them because I mean, it's a special year.
What's that?
I think it's going to be a special year for commercials.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to see any sort of like controversial Gillette style?
I think so. We'll talk about that after.
Was that a Super Bowl ad that just came out early? Or
Surprisingly not.
Okay.
Yeah. You're describing like a type of commercial where it's like entirely like a Me Too ad, just like the Me Too movement. And then at the end, it's like Me Too, but also our brand
as
well.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Us, we're also, yes, us, the our razors as well.
That was cool when what was the day that like the day that Obama made gay marriage legal, and then every brand tried to like hop on.
Yeah.
Like every brand, like it was just their logo, but like on a rainbow flag.
Yeah.
And it was just this like one day competition for like, who's the gayest brand?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a wonderful era. I mean, they're all still doing versions of that. I mean, there was a heyday of the woke ads too, which was like Dove, I think.
It wasn't just the woke ads. They also like they did that thing where they made the bottles different body sizes, where curvy bottles. And I was like, hey, how about a bottle shaped like a tiny penis?
Yeah. I mean, people are using that lotion to J.O. for sure.
You know, when's Dove going to do that?
They have to, I mean, they fail to realize, Jergens probably more so, mm-hmm. they fail to realize that, you know, 50% of their customer base is using it for J.O.
I don't think they fail to recognize that.
You think that?
I think they know.
They know. They don't advertise to it.
Yeah. Just that, like, that video of, the little kid, the little kid and his dad. on like a snow day.
What?
And he's like, oh, my son got good grades, so he wanted some lotion.
That was one of the weirdest. You're referring
as like you wanted lotion. Just like, yeah.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, there's a news clip where
Bobby posted
it's like
it.
During a snowstorm, weirdly, and they're asking people why they're out in the storm, and it's like a dad and an 8-year-old kid, and the dad's
like he's like 12 or 13.
Yeah, something
like
he's
like
young.
Jerk off age.
He's young.
But he's jerk off.
They're like, why are you guys out in the storm? And he's like, well, he got straight A's this year and I promised him he could get whatever he wants. And they ask him what he wants. The kid's like, I wanted lotion.
Hey, you wanted hand lotion.
It's very, very uncomfortable. They like fail to it. There's zero winks in that scene.
Well, I think like towards the end of the clip, I think the dad, like, it finally clicks, and he's like, all right, son.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, let's let's get off the TV.
I like that he even needs to buy is there no lotion in the house that the man can steal?
Yeah, you go to your parents' room.
Yeah, steal some Jergens.
No, I think the problem is that a lot of times it is, and I speak from experience here. You go upstairs and then you're like digging through like your mom or sister's lotion or whatever, and it's all like fruity, like,
yeah, they're gonna smell the smell.
It's like scented. It's like scented lotion.
Yeah, you're gonna smell like,
and it's
fruits.
Like, oh, it's like, oh, okay, I wanna get this nut off, but my dick has to smell like strawberries.
Well, yeah, and they're gonna know. I mean, they wear that lotion every day. Your mom and sister know you smell like strawberries.
I mean, brother, talk about nuts and berries. You know,
hey,
you know,
okay,
what I,
you
okay,
know what I, okay.
Anyway,
anywho.
Let's get started
in here. Welcome back, Brandon. Are you actually gonna watch the Super Bowl today?
Yeah. No, I do always watch it every year.
I do too.
By the way, I'm real quick. I want to say I'm sipping on a cafe con leche with soy milk right now, and I did forget how I conditioned myself to not drink soy milk.
Why? Because you don't want to be a soy face. Boy. Yeah.
Yeah, because of soy face and because of like soy boy, blah blah blah. Like I've kind of. It made me feel bad when I ordered soy milk, but it is very good. It's creamy.
It's good.
Creamy, and if they don't have oat milk, I gotta, I'm, you know, almond milk is, it's water.
There's a lot of debate almond between like fake milks,
water, you know?
I'm aware that there's like a debate about fake milks, milk alternatives.
Yeah.
Is there a reason cream
is the one? Oat milk is like,
I'm not in this debate at all, but is there a reason that cream is just no longer even considered here?
What do you mean?
Like does nobody drink cream? Is that like,
well, that's like, that's dairy. We're talking non-dairy alternatives here.
But we're talking non-vegans debating this too.
Sure, but
I mean, you could drink a cream.
I'm allowed, but I choose not to.
Okay.
I choose not to have any sort of dairy milk. And oat milk is sort of, that's like the one. That's the one. But if you're at like a, you know, this is at Cafe Tropical, they're not going to, you know, I'm not going to ask for oat milk at this like pre-gentrification Cuban cafe. Yeah. You know, sure. I don't have those kinds of expectations that I'm not going to come in like as a gentrifier and be like, oh, do you have oat milk? You know, I'm only going to ask that question at like a gentrification spot.
You're a true hero.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'll fucking.
I'm sure
they
like, talk about you in the back too.
Yeah. They're like,
you know what? I really respect that, you know, that kid that comes in here.
Yeah.
I don't know where his parents are.
This gringo, this gringo child, he comes in, he knows not to ask for oat milk. He asks for soy milk, Spanish soy milk.
Soy milk.
I'm milk.
Yeah, you're saying I am milk.
Yeah,
to them in Spanish.
They say gracias. I ask for soy milk and they, you know, they say gracias.
They just nod at you. Okay. Yeah. Hola, milk.
That's but yeah, fucking oat milk fucking rules. Almond milk should be like, almond milk isn't even in the conversation, but macadamia milk. Ooh, I've been buying some of that lately.
I mean, I don't even know if these, I do not want to continue this conversation, but I will say that at what point are these
welcome to milk chat?
Yeah. At what point do they no longer become milk? At what point is it just flavored water? What makes it milk?
Because it's like, well, that's the thing about almond milk. Almond milk shouldn't even be in the conversation as a milk substitute.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it's like not the same acidity as milk. Oat milk is the same acidity as milk. It's fucking creamy as shit, like milk. That's the thing. If it's fake milk, it should be creamy. Sorry. But, you know, I'll say it.
I'm trying to get some breast milk in my coffee. You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Woo!
Okay.
Fucking what? You get she got fake titties. What does she lactate? Almond milk?
Hey,
huh, fellas?
Okay.
Damn, she got. I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's enough of that one.
But yeah, I just want to say, you know, forgot how good soy milk is.
Dude,
talking about the soy face so much made me forget. It made me, you know, forcibly forget how good soy milk is.
I do think it is funny. I mean, I'm a big appreciator of the soy face and soy culture.
Sure.
But I didn't ingest a lot of soy in the first place, but I would never have thought to like cut it out of my diet. It didn't affect me in a self-conscious way.
You weren't having enough of it.
It's funny to think that you were kind of hiding from, so we'd be like, oh, I don't want to.
Well, yeah, now every time
anybody,
I go into the Cafe Tropical, instead of asking for the soy milk, which I want, I'm like, oh, Cafe Con Leche with almond milk.
Yeah.
And I feel, I feel like trapped.
I'm imagining like the bullied child
behind the shackles.
Hypothetical thing in your head of like what you're imagining would happen, which makes you not do it. And it's just like, I would have to assume it's like you're leaving the cafe with a cup of coffee and, you know, somebody sees you on the street. They're like, oh, Brandon Wardell, what's in your cup? And you're like, coffee? What kind of milk is in it?
Yeah.
Soy? Oh, he's drinking soy milk.
Yeah, I order.
It's like on 4chan. I saw Brandon drinking soy milk in his coffee.
Yeah. I get doxxed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, doxxed. They SWAT your house.
Yeah, I order. They SWAT my house. Yeah, that's, I mean, I whisper.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Cafe Con Leche with soy milk.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Soy
They'll
milk.
All be raiding your house.
And then they're like, cafe con leche with soy milk. Somebody turns around. They point. Everybody in the restaurant points at me. And they're all laughing.
They're and all, you start accidentally doing the soy face. It's kind of a nervous reaction. And it just becomes worse.
There's definitely, if you dug into the archives, if you're my Facebook friend, you could probably find some high school soy face.
Speaking of soy face, I kind of checked in. Remember when Shia LaBeouf and those artists put up the flag that said he will not divide us?
Oh, well, the flag was after it was originally the art installation in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was like sort of a bunch of like 4chan people sort of like took that over.
Well, the flag was the most impressive thing because they put up this flag mm-hmm. that was an undisclosed location and 4chan decided they needed to steal it. And I forget how long it took them, but it did not take that long. They used Google Earth and like the position of the sun and stars
right.
to find where this was in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
And they took the flag. It's like the lengths that they went to troll Shia LaBeouf
right.
was impressive from like a scientific standpoint.
Sure.
It was
sure,
a very
sure.
wild story. But so I checked in and there's like a whole subreddit dedicated to stealing it again because they put up the flag again.
Yeah.
And it's unconfirmed, but recently, like right now it's on like a Polish museum on the roof.
Yeah.
And there's all these like schematics of how they could destroy the flag.
Yeah.
And like the biggest plan that they had was that somebody could get a high powered laser and burn it from a distance. And they had all these positions of like uh-huh. where you could do this without like blinding somebody or hitting an airplane. And apparently, like, it's half burned right now. So somebody Jesus. Might have done this in Poland.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're really committing.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the, I mean, it's like a weird alt-right troll where it's kind of like, the people that they're going after, I don't really care to defend them whatsoever. I mean, Shia LaBeouf, and then
it's
he
like,
has like an artist friend, Luke Turner, who like, is constantly having meltdowns on Twitter and getting people
well, yeah,
like,
that was I don't know. That's the thing is I'm not really like on Twitter like that. And I don't really like I saw Dasha was like going back and forth with
in the
him
art
or
world.
Something.
This guy has like gotten a lot of people try to get them canceled.
Yeah. And I like
for criticizing his work.
I like was like looking into it for like 2 minutes and I was like, OK, I'm turning my phone off. I don't know what this is. And I don't really like care to like engage.
The art world has a bunch of freaks.
Yeah.
Every single artist comes from a family who their grandpa invented Agent Orange or something.
Uh-huh.
And they've been living off that money the entire time and kind of hide it from people.
Right.
Like you could, if there's anybody that's like kind of doing major art, you could pretty much track their family history down to finding some horrible,
yeah,
horrible money secret that.
But yeah, like
for them.
This thing that you're describing, the like
the he will not
capture the flag, you know, Luke Turner v MAGA 4chan. Like,
yeah,
I'm not really on taking sides. not really.
Well,
like,
I think I mean I'll say this about the flag, and then we can move on. I do think the entire project is hilarious because it's the flag says he will not divide us, and it's mm-hmm. put up by. You know, this artwork is done by millionaires.
Yeah.
Which is very, that's like the classic resistor mindset.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he will not divide us. Like, yo, he's only doing things to help you. He like is cutting your taxes and shit. Like you literally won't be affected by this.
So yeah.
Of course it's not going to divide you.
Like, yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean, they're trying.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. I mean, you know, yeah.
Shia LaBeouf. Are you a stan?
I like his outfits. That's like the thing is like, I think Shia LaBeouf wears cool outfits.
Yeah.
But yeah, like.
I'm just impressed how many times that man's been like arrested in a CVS for saying slurs.
He wasn't, no.
Every
he, like,
5 years he gets arrested like drunk in a CVS.
No, he was. It's the thing is, it was like coming from a good place. He's never been arrested for saying slurs. Like he's just been like arrested
in my brain,
for like
he has.
Public intoxication. And then he was like arrested by a black cop and then was sort of was like, that was, it was, He was coming from the right place.
The right place?
I mean, kind of. Like, he was just like, you know, he was like, you know, what are you doing being a cop as a black man?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right place of, like, a guy who's a millionaire off of even Steven's money telling a working class guy that he shouldn't be having
you
a
know,
job.
Perhaps misguided.
Yeah,
but
very misguided.
He meant well. You know, he wears good outfits, man.
Shia LaBeouf could play Lil Dicky in a biopic.
Listen, I will say Shia LaBeouf, you know, he's made some missteps in his personal life, as many people have. But he wears good outfits and he's good at acting. He's a good actor.
I don't know about this take, Brandon, but
no,
we can move on.
You don't think he's a good actor?
He's fine, I think.
No, he's... You don't think Shia LaBeouf is a good actor?
He's and he's an actor.
I mean, I think his, like, all of his art is like, all of his art is like a ripoff of, like, Abramovich, you know, old Abramovich shit. And, you know, like, I'm not saying he's a good artist.
Yeah.
And he did, you know, people do forget that he stole, what was that like short he directed starring Jim Gaffigan?
I don't remember.
He directed a short, and then people found out, like, oh, he just stole the screenplay, like, verbatim from Daniel Klaus.
Oh, shit.
From, like, some comic. And then his apology was like, also stolen.
What?
Like, he did, like, an apology, and then people found out that was also stolen. But he's good at acting, and he's good at wearing clothes. That's my Shia LaBeouf take. That's the entire.
Shia LaBeouf is a good actor in the sense that he's portraying a cool guy every day of his life.
Yeah, he's.
But then
good
again,
at acting
we're
like
all
a damn
playing.
Fool.
We're all wearing some kind of mask. We're all acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we're all actors when you really think about it. Yeah. The world's a stage. You know.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We're all in a big play called life, and we're all playing people that have it all together.
Yeah.
But you know what? On the inside, we don't.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
Sometimes people are broken in the inside, even though you don't see the cracks.
Yep.
That's what it all comes down to.
That's real.
But anyway, I also wanted to talk about, very briefly, I wanted to talk about the Virginia governor.
My governor. Home. I'm still a Virginia citizen, so I can, like, vote in a swing state.
You could vote that man out. But I mean, that was that's like a guy who has a super, super powerful brain. His reaction to it. I just wanted to acknowledge how wonderful, like, truly doing brain karate. Like, this man is on a this guy, man is meditating for 7 days and seven nights.
Yeah.
To just kind of arrive at the nirvana that was his apology.
Yeah.
He got this guy is. They found his yearbook, and allegedly there's a picture of him. I forget if he was either in a KKK, full KKK robes, or dressed.
Oh, well, yeah. So the picture was like a guy in blackface and a guy in a KKK mask.
And like fake full KKK 1920s hood.
And
blackface.
People were like, I don't know if he's the guy in the blackface or the guy in the KKK hood. Either way, not great.
No, yeah, neither. Either way. Neither option's good. And then he comes on and he does a press conference, and his excuse was the most wonderful thing I've ever seen, which is just basically saying, look, that couldn't have been me.
Yeah.
That couldn't have been me in that picture, because at that time, I was doing a Michael Jackson impression across town in full blackface.
Did he say across town?
No, but
I think he said
saying it at the,
like,
same time.
Once, like, but still, yeah, still not no bueno, you know?
Just like, no, look, that's not a picture of me, but I did do a Michael Jackson blackface.
Right.
Like, oh, cool. Yeah, it's something nobody knew.
It's yeah. So just, like, bring up, like, a new, like, yeah, that was not me. However, I did really put in some work for my MJ costume.
Apparently somebody asked at the press conference if he could still moonwalk, and he got, like, a little glimmer in his eye. And his wife had to stop him. Like, he was about to moonwalk on stage.
He does the press conference in full MJ costume.
Yeah.
Full MJ
moonwalks
80s
off
black
the stage.
Face.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
The fucking... Yeah, he... Yeah, that's wild. That's the best
type of guy, is that, just kind of like in the process of getting canceled, well, telling people about other shit.
Did you see the picture of the yearbook?
Yes.
Where it's that photo, which is like, I was with Lance and like finding out about it, like, you know, pretty fast. But like there's the picture and it's in the yearbook. And I was like, why is this in a yearbook? And apparently you choose the photo that's in your yearbook.
Oh,
so
wow.
He was like, that one. Absolutely.
Yeah, he picked that one.
Like, that one, let's fucking like document this.
My first.
And
oh, yeah, keep
he
going.
Picks that. And then the quote under it is like, you see a lot more old drunks than you do old doctors. So pass me another beer. And it has not been a good PR year for beer.
No,
it's not. Beer is not having a good PR year. And hopefully, you know, the Super Bowl ads can counteract that. But, you know, not a good,
yeah,
not a good year for beer.
$50 on Brett Kavanaugh being in a beer ad.
Yeah. Yes.
No, that was the back to the governor, though. I mean, it's just like, that's a great type of guy or person in general where they just dry snitch on themselves for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's usually in a meltdown. They just start informing on themselves.
Well, he could, if he just resigned, his lieutenant governor is black and like a little more progressive.
Yeah.
So just, you know, they should probably give it to a black guy.
If it really wasn't him, he could have just said that too.
What's that?
If it really wasn't him, he could have just said that.
He didn't
not
need
been like,
to,
that wasn't me, but I
he didn't need
do
to mention the
like
Michael
blackface.
Jackson.
Yeah.
But
maybe
honestly,
he thought people would find it anyway.
But it's like,
it reminds me of Keemstar. Keemstar has all these old tweets where he's just like, yes, I did say the N-word, but it was because somebody was making fun of me for being Italian. Just like dozens of these tweets, yeah, like reminding people.
I mean, listen, are we really crucifying this man for working hard on a Halloween costume?
That's one way to look at it, Brandon.
A lot of people are doing these low effort Halloween costumes, and he respects the holiday.
He did put in the work.
Yeah.
He had the full robes.
I'm
not sure where he got them.
Yeah.
Hard to explain that one.
I mean,
that's
once
another,
again,
whole other
Jimmy
question.
Fallon did do full blackface.
Yep. Well, that was another funny thing about that yearbook thing, because the picture's in black and white, so you're looking at it, and if you're unfamiliar who the governor is, I'm looking at it, in my mind, it's like a 1954 yearbook picture.
Yeah.
That's what I think I'm looking at, where it kind of is like, oh, yeah, I feel
like
there's some
like
this is 1984.
Yeah, this is like
this is
fully
84.
The 80s.
Like,
yeah.
No, there's not like this 80 people weren't doing
yeah.
blackface, and well, I guess they were a little bit, but it's not like
not
something you put in your
yeah.
yearbook.
I mean, unfortunately, people are still
still
you know,
doing blackface 100%.
Yeah, on Halloween. Yeah, it's
on
know,
Halloween.
It's the one day. It's the one day. It's the one day you can do it.
Yeah,
you know, that's the rule.
And on Twitter.
Yeah, they are doing it 365 on Twitter.
Yep.
Damn.
I'm ready for the blackface Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, he really, really hit him with that wild pivot. Listen, that wasn't me. Don't worry about that. However, I will say I wore a great costume in the 80s, and everybody thought that I was Michael Jackson. So I don't know why you guys have a problem.
Yep.
I worked hard on my... So I'm the bad guy for having a good Halloween costume.
Yeah. That wasn't me. I was that year for Halloween. I was Aunt Jemima. Okay. And who doesn't like Aunt Jemima? We all love a good stack of flapjacks.
Yes.
And you can't be mad at me for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to continue being governor, and nobody's allowed to criticize me. End
yeah,
of story.
It's no good. It's no good. Just give it. Just resign. Give it to the black guy. Everybody's.
Yeah.
You know, people would love that.
Mm hmm.
We haven't had a black governor in Virginia.
Okay.
Just
let him cook.
You know, let my man cook. It's, yeah, that is, it is the wildest possible pivot. Full galaxy brain response to that situation.
Anyway, I wanted to dig in because I have some bets I want to make for this year's Super Bowl. A few, and I want to see if you have any. Just kind of like, I've been kind of predicting what I think some of the great Super Bowl ads this year will be. Although I do think it's going to be a toss up because I'm predicting some like really weird ones too. Not in a good way. I mean, I already know the world.
First off, I'm predicting that at least 25% of the players have beat their wives.
Okay.
Off top, that's a prediction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's not what I was thinking, but
oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, what do you have? What do you have on the docket?
Not technically an ad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's
maybe that's an NFL ad.
Yeah.
75% of our players have not committed
domestic abuse. Yeah.
We are the NFL.
I like those kind of numbers.
There was already an epic. I think Ninja was in an epic NFL commercial already for the Super Bowl.
Does Ninja kind of like floss?
It's like Mike Tyson and all these famous athletes. Like Ninja's here. Awesome.
Oh nice.
He's like, "What's up, guys?" So cool, yes. Dude. So fucking epic.
That video of him like on New Year's trying to get being like, "We're gonna break the world record for flossing." And, like nobody's down.
It's like pouring
Let's
rain.
Let's fucking go.
Pouring rain and Ninja's trying to get you to do the Fortnite dances. Fucking cool. I mean, that's the epitome of a ruined New Year's. I'm a big proponent of New Year's being a holiday of disappointments.
Sure.
I mean, it's just built up to be a disappointment, but I mean, that's got to be top 10. You end up in Times Square in the pouring rain and Ninja's like, "Come on, everybody, let's floss dance."
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you did that to yourself. Yeah. You deserve that. Intentionally went to the Ninja New Year's Eve celebration.
Actually,
in
guys,
Times Square.
Ninja, I did get everybody a floss dance. The cameras just weren't placed properly. So anyway, you're booted from the stream. Bye. Sorry.
I forgot that we're Twitch streamers now.
Yeah. Super Bowl, I guarantee you, and I'm not sure which form it's going to come, but I feel like there's got to be an ad this year where they kind of... they show clips of all the political drama of the year and it eventually just sort of pivots weirdly into a like Anheuser-Busch bring people together since 1923 shit like that. I really feel like there's a strong chance we're going to get one of those.
Yeah.
Which is going to be wonderful.
Oh yeah. They're going to have an ad. It's Donald Trump and Barack Obama. They cheers the beer.
Yeah. I feel like there might be some version of that. Like honestly,
yeah, and then it's Anheuser-Busch. They always do the.
Might be like a Lindsey Graham, like Nancy Pelosi, settling down for a beer.
Well, it's always all the Anheuser-Busch ads. They take the angle of Bud Light. They have the silly funny ads, and then Anheuser-Busch, like the ad for like all of Anheuser-Busch is like a whole company. They kind of tug at the heartstrings. They do the. They make you sad about a horse.
Yeah.
They make you sad about a dog.
Mm-hmm.
But then Bud Light keeps it light.
Yeah. And then there's like Bud Light Platinum, where it's like they haven't even figured out a brand identity yet, and they just kind of have a super weird one. There's like robots in those ads.
Yes.
They don't, like, you kind of finish the ad, you're like, "I don't really know what Bud Light Platinum is," or what they're trying to tell me with that commercial.
Yeah.
That was a series of shots. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, I don't know. If Deadpool doesn't drink Mountain Dew this year, I will kill myself.
Oh, that would be fucking gangsta. Oh, Deadpool in an ad? Please.
Deadpool might be in an ad.
I was talking to somebody on Twitter about this, but Cardi B, I'm thinking 3+ ads for Cardi B, unless there was like some kind of clause that she could only do one.
Yeah.
So I feel like Cardi B popping up in the most amount of commercials this year. Mm-hmm. I'm laying down a bet on that. I'm laying down a bet on...
Cardi B will say Ocur.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she already confirmed says Ocur in one of them. The Pepsi one got posted yesterday.
Oh, what's the Pepsi one?
It's like somebody at a restaurant, they're at a diner, and the waitress asks, "Is Pepsi okay?" And Steve Carell comes out, and I kind of forget what he says. Like, "Is Pepsi okay?" Like, blah, blah. I'm in the office. And then Lil Jon pops up from behind the counter. He's like, "Okay." And then all of a sudden, whatever that big Cardi B song that samples on.
I Like It.
Yeah, I Like It.
So that
starts playing and she walks in the door and she's like, "Okay." I can't do the tongue roll. So
Pepsi's
can't do
whole thing now is just that they're like, they're leaning into the "is Pepsi okay" thing. They're like, we're the second option.
Yeah, we're just constantly getting cucked by Coke, and we're okay with that. Yeah,
I guess.
I mean, why not? I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, they're coming in hot off the Kendall Jenner commercial.
Yeah, they're still trying to like wash off that stink. It's like been a couple years.
That was a beautiful ad. That was my favorite commercial of all time. I think that's like, honestly, that might be a move. Like, that would be more effective. You're getting your name out there at least.
Yeah.
Just create the worst commercial imaginable.
You got to
do the
Kendall Jenner ad, but with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. My other prediction would be, I'm saying it's going to be T-Mobile.
Uh-huh.
T-Mobile is going to do something that's entirely based around getting a hashtag going on Twitter.
Okay.
And when you go and check the hashtag, it'll have under 10,000 posts.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to spend
$10
million to have, like...
And there's going to be the world record egg is going to break.
That's another big thing. The world record egg.
I went back and I unliked the egg.
Good job, Brandon.
I unliked the egg. Everybody I knew liked the egg.
So,
because we didn't know, we had no way of knowing that it was leading up to this.
Here's the thing, I mean, we could talk about that egg. We never even talked about the egg.
Uh-huh.
The big question for the last couple of weeks was who runs the world record egg account.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we need to explain what the egg is. I feel like everybody knows what the world record egg is.
Yeah, but, it's like the most liked posts on Instagram. They were like, "How can this egg get more likes than Kylie Jenner?" And everybody was like, okay, yes.
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah. There was a really gross week following it where there was the usual suspects trying to imply that they are the person behind it, including Supreme Patty.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Supreme
One of my favorite
Patty
dudes.
Is not capable of any sort of long-term moves.
No. That man would remove his liver if it got a million Instagram likes.
Right.
This man wants clout so badly.
His whole thing is like smoking a blunt inside Borders, Barnes & Noble or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, yelling at a drive-thru employee or whatever.
Yeah. He just does everything for likes.
Right.
I mean, people believed it, or they just did the thing where
how does Supreme Patty still have disgusting acne?
He's
how does he
like
still
all-
have... He still has, like, the grossest face of all... This man has so many likes, and he has at no point has he cashed in and, like, bought, like, one face wash.
He's gotten surgery for it. It's been, like, he's posted...
Yeah?
He's done, like, sponsored posts for, like, laser removal.
He just got, like, a new face?
I don't know. I'm sure he's working on it. He's posting his way to that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's... He was trying to claim it for a while, which is only a thing that somebody that's truly dumb could believe. Because it's like, you think he wouldn't post a picture of himself on that account?
Right.
Like, that's the thing. I don't know the name of the person who runs it, but it's just a random teen in London. I know that.
But it's cracking. It's cracking. The egg is cracking.
A bunch of people have been trying to, like, help that person kind of, like, get in on the deals and, like, negotiate. I do think it's funny.
The egg cracks and it's child porn. Fuck. And everybody's like, no, why did we? No, why did we support this?
It's a stack of child porn DVDs. Oh, my God.
It cracks and it was ISIS this whole time.
I know that the Fuck Jerry company tried to work with the egg for a little bit, and they're trying to pitch Tom Steyer, he's like the billionaire that does the impeach Trump ads.
Yeah.
They tried to pitch him and got turned down, which if you get turned down on a creative idea by Tom Steyer, you know it's a really bad idea.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to pitch it that like the egg would crack and it's like Mr. Orange Man is in the egg and it says impeach Trump.
Oh,
epically.
True. Yeah.
And they are trying to ask $10 million for that, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But so the one thing with the egg, I do want this London teenager to completely sell out. I mean, that's pretty sick to create a dumb shitpost account and get $1 million from it. I'm all for that.
But it's going to be an ad, right?
It's going to be an ad. It looks like they did a plug for Hulu. So I'm pretty sure that, like...
Where does it say
they did
that?
A post already. It was cracking. It was, like, very excited. Like, tune in at halftime for, like, to see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Hulu. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be like an ad for whatever bad original series they're always plugging, like
or
dead,
good original
Deadbeat
series
or something.
Yeah.
What good original series have they done?
Handmaid's Tale?
I don't really like that show.
No?
But it is like critically considered good.
Sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Do you like Handmaid's Tale?
What I've seen of it, I think this is good.
It feels fine.
Yeah.
It was like way too heavy-handed for me to watch.
Sure.
It was just like punching me in the face and being like, this is an allegory.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're supposed to be thinking about Donald Trump right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't like, maybe I'll rewatch.
Right.
But
right.
I don't think it's gonna be that. I feel like it's gonna be like Deadbeat or something. One of those
sure.
shows where you kind of see billboards for it and you're just like, there's literally no chance of me watching this.
Yeah.
After seeing the billboard, there's less of a chance.
Yeah.
Than before I knew it existed. Now I'm actively not watching it. So I'm thinking that, and I think it's gonna be really wonderful. I think there's gonna be a lot of angry teens. I could be dead wrong. You know? But I'm fascinated by it because it's like, I think we're witnessing what might be the popping of the clout bubble, you know, and like in the influencer bubble. There's just like this assumption that if you have followers, it's like guaranteed money.
Right.
We're living in the age of moving to LA after your tweet gets 300 likes and just kind of waiting till you get an agent.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if this is. We'll see what it is. But it's like, we'll see if it does anything.
$1,000 bag, but no cash in your purse.
Hey, okay. Okay.
What song did he say that on?
Kanye?
That's Kanye West. Kanye said that
in
the song.
Yeah. He has a few songs that are entirely
about
that.
Isn't the bubble burst, right?
I feel like it's
Didn't it burst?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The influencer bubble.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think it needs some bursting to do.
Yeah.
There's still some air.
Logan Paul's hand has been forced into podcasting, you know?
My man is podcasting 100%.
I don't know.
And doing like gambling ads.
Oh, we gotta get Bill Kottkamp on the pod because he did like a movie with him.
Oh,
that I think will like never come out now.
Really?
Like a full like MGM. There's like a full like you know MGM movie, like where Logan Paul was one of the stars.
Will
and
Bill
then
talk
in between,
about it?
Probably, I think at this point.
Because I mean, we haven't talked about this much, but the Patreon episode for this week, I'm interviewing a person who stayed in an influencer house with Jake Paul and filmed him saying the N-word.
Is this out?
No, it comes out this week.
No, but the N-word video.
The N-word video is out.
Oh, the N-word video is out.
Yeah.
Sort of did not do much damage.
It did. It was a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
But it's an interesting story.
Jake
I mean,
Paul
mostly
damage.
The...
Yeah.
Just the painting of the scene of this. It's at Coachella. He was invited to an influencer house at Coachella. This is peak influencer bubble.
Yeah.
Where things were happening like this. And it was the usual suspects were staying in this house.
Right.
And
before
it was,
the death of Vine.
Yes. This is peak Vine. And so, I mean, if Bill wanted to jump in, I could add him to this episode. I feel like it could be good.
Oh, true.
Hit him up. Otherwise, there's some good stories in there already.
Yeah.
So sign up for the Patreon if you want to hear that, by the way. Also, the Patreon Discord is going hard right now. So
Discord
general plug to the Discord and a general shout out. Some wild stuff being posted in there.
You want to hop into the chat. It's a good...
The Fire Festival's guy's phone number was dropped in there pretty much instantly.
Wait,
and people
Billy?
Were calling him. Yeah, Billy McFarlane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's already... I mean, that was in the first hour of the Discord.
People getting responses?
He's in jail, so I don't think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not really yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, what were we talking about? The ads? My overarching
talking about the egg.
Yeah, the egg.
The world record egg.
My overarching bet is that I think most of the ads this year are gonna be meme bait, you know. That's what ads wanna do now. They wanna go viral on Twitter. So they're gonna be like I'm hoping we get to see ones that are really bad attempts where it's kind of like they have their meme moment. It's just like it's a goat and it's with Justin Timberlake and they're surfing or like something like that, and they kind of like hold on the shot. They may as well put like text at the bottom. This is like, please screenshot this and use it as a meme.
Yeah, maybe some maybe we get some impact font.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, full meme ad. But I think a lot of people are gonna do stuff like that. That's my main prediction. Oh, and we have
celebs,
the Washington
celebs and animals.
We have the Washington Post pro journalist ad. They're running a the journalists are troops ad. with Tom, narrated by Tom Hanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, from the Post.
Yeah, Washington Post.
Yeah, just started at the start of the Post.
Yeah, that's how they got him in there for sure.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some weird, like, journalism is important to add coming. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I, for one, can't wait to see it.
I remember when, Odenkirk and David Cross are both in the Post. Both, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember, like, Bob was, I think it was, like, it was, like, a couple years ago when they filmed it. I forget when, but I think I was like, I like had just gotten back home from Chicago and he was like doing my show at the Satellite and, he was like, I was like, oh, what are you up to? He's like, I just filmed this movie, The Post, with like Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. Like, you know, what's going on with you? And I think I was like, yeah, just Oxcore DJ'd in Chicago. It was like, I got a fucking... You know,
it's not healthy to know people like that.
What's that? I know.
It's, yeah, this it is can fuck you up.
You got to avoid knowing successful people and just sort of like.
Well, L.A. is a little more of that, I think. Yeah. You wind up having more of those conversations on accident.
Right.
Because you could casually know somebody that's doing that. But I'll routinely find myself in a place where I'm like, I'm very sad. Nothing's wrong. But I'm like super depressed. And I kind of have to do soul searching and dig down. And I'm like, oh, I think I'm depressed right now because I'm not making $900,000 a year.
I wasn't like comparing myself to Bob, but I when he was like talking about that and I was talking about where I was at the time, I was sort of like, oh, maybe I should have like flipped your cosign into a little more. You know, maybe I should have reconsidered some past moves. But yeah, I don't know. Did not know about the Tom Hanks narrated Washington Post.
I'm excited for that.
I mean, don't all the ads just like come out before now?
They might
be
coming out like while we're recording this.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe the Post ads
live.
Yeah,
we'll see. I don't even know what Super Bowl party I'm going to today.
Yeah. I mean, the premise of the Washington Post ad is wonderful because I'm like wondering if they think Trump supporters are going to see a news highlight reel and be like, maybe news isn't fake after all.
Yeah. I mean, so
now instead of Donald Trump, I like the news.
Yeah. It's all broken.
One day the journalists will get him, dude. They'll news him out of the office. It's going to work.
I don't know. I don't want to be like a defeatist or whatever. It's all sort of, but yeah, it's dumb. It's all dumb.
Yep.
What else? What other ads are dropping?
Do you have any predictions?
I've been making the predictions. What's that?
I've been making the predictions. Do you have any bets?
Cook. What are we talking?
For Super Bowl ads, we're gonna see this day.
Yeah. What are your predictions?
I already made them.
Oh, those are your predictions, and now you're opening the floor.
Yes.
To me.
Yes.
For what I think the commercial. It's just gonna be celebrities and animals, and it's either gonna be like epic random like ads written by people that like wish they were writing sketch comedy,
yes,
but like sort of they ended up majoring in advertising and that just became their life and they're rich, but like they wish they were in comedy, but it's too late, so they're writing ads and that's sort of their creative outlet, and you know, they're rich, but they're at home sad that, you know, they didn't get past UCB 301 or whatever. And then just like sort of like emotionally manipulative, like, oh, you know, it's a baby and they grow up and then they're an old man.
Yeah.
And then
that's the same. That's the film school ad guy.
Right.
What you're doing where it's literally just like a short film that somebody wrote.
No, it's literally all like at like the comedy like, ads are all people that wish they were successful improvisers.
Oh, wait. I just thought of another ad that we're going to see today.
The drama ads are all people that wish they were film guys.
Here's a possible ad for today. It takes place like at a border, one of the border prisons. And it's like, you know, maybe it's a separated family. It's about the kids.
Oh, no.
They're like playing with toys and the mom's in another one. And they're kind of like looking at the window, blah, blah, blah. Kind of like looking at the same moon at night and the mom's looking at it too and just kind of keeps going on and on like this, and then at the end it'll be connected by a baffling brand Like, right. You're very confused.
Yeah.
All set, like, they're reunited, but then
GoDaddy.com.
Yeah, no, yeah. Or yeah. It's like they get reunited and then, like, they get on a plane and then you see that it's like a Delta plane.
Yeah.
And it's like, Delta, fly the friendly skies.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean Coke's a king of that, where they just make, like, literally any ad they want and then just put Coke at the end.
Right. GoDaddy gave up on being sexy.
Yeah, there's no longer sexy.
There's not going to be any sexy ads. We're done with that. That's a bummer. You know, I miss seeing cleavage during the commercial break.
I miss seeing a bra.
I miss seeing a bra.
Oh.
I mean, maybe Victoria's Secret will,
man, I would love to see,
you know,
a good bra.
I really freaking hope there's a Victoria's Secret ad. And yes, I will DVR the Super Bowl just so I can fast forward to the Victoria's Secret ad.
I was reviewing some of the worst ones of all time, in my opinion. There are some really, really wonderfully bad Super Bowl ads.
Yeah.
There's do you remember the Sobey ad where it's Naomi Campbell doing the Thriller dance with geckos?
Oh, sure.
That one's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, like, there's going to be CGI some geckos. Dances. There's going to be
epic dances.
How many
do you think we'll see a Fortnite
dance?
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to see some flossing. Nobody's going to hit the shoot. But we will see some flossing for sure.
There's a lot of...
Will there be any dabbing at the Super Bowl?
I don't know. They might know better than to dab.
They might know better, but they might not.
Do you remember...
That's
this
up
might,
in the air.
This might be forgotten, but GM did an ad where it's about a robot that gets laid off from the factory and commits suicide. The robot commits suicide because he can't work at
what
GM
year is
anymore.
This?
I have it pulled up. Does it say the year? It was posted in 2007.
Okay.
But I mean,
that's
a wild...
What's the message there?
I don't know the message. They want to work at GM. But the thing is, it's like, that actually happens, but to humans who get laid off there.
Because of robots. Yeah. So what's the... like, I don't understand.
That's the best type of Super Bowl ad where it's like baffling that it passed through hundreds of people making decisions.
Yeah.
Truly wonderful.
I need to... What are more ones like that?
There's... what was this for? It was for kind of a weird brand from the early 2000s. Oh no, it was actually Groupon. Groupon did an ad where it was like, it started with it made it look like it was an ad to like Save Tibet, like a Save Tibet kind of charity ad where it's talking about like the people being oppressed and they need our help, and then it cuts to I forget which celebrity, but they're like sitting in a cafe and they're like, you can also order Tibetan food at a local San Francisco cafe and get 15% off with Groupon.
Oh,
it was baffling. Like,
oh,
truly baffling. Like a baffling pivot.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, literally so weird. You just have to look it up.
Yeah.
Groupon Super Bowl ad. Save the money, Tibet. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. All right. We're just getting some really, really, really weird breaking news that 21 Savage was arrested in Atlanta for being here illegally. ICE is claiming that he's a British citizen, which...
Yeah, I don't know.
I think this is like...
I need some more information. They said that he's British and that he's just been here on an expired visa.
From 2005? There's no way that's true. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the visa thing... There's no way he's from Britain, like born and raised. No. I call bullshit. There's no way he could fake that accent. Because every time a British person tries to do an American accent, they can do it.
Yeah.
But they're always doing the wrong region.
It's always
region.
A little off.
It's Listen, always a little I've, off. They're like, yeah. kind of, they default to like a Boston accent kind of for some
I've,
reason.
I've seen Emma Watson in The Bling Ring.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not buying it.
No.
And so...
And Widows. Was it Colin Farrell in Widows?
I
don't know if you saw that. He was doing a Chicago accent, and it was just all over the place.
So yeah, if either 21 Savage is a better actor than Emma Watson...
Yeah, they should let him stay here if he was faking it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a genius visa. Like,
right.
I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
But there's no... I don't think there's any way.
There's no way.
I feel like...
There's no way 21 Savage is British.
People would know. You
oh,
can't.
Are you cuffing your jeans?
I cuffed up my jeans today.
I thought you were anti-cuff.
I'm not anti-cuff. I've told you to tailor your jeans in the past.
Hmm.
It's been a critique of your fits.
Well, yeah.
That's my
Once I got the APC jeans.
I mean, I have critiques, but
that was
longer. It's your personal style, and it is what it is. You know?
What?
Your fits.
Well, my man is wearing a Thrasher hoodie
with the hood
and a backwards
off.
Hat.
I'm in comfort clothes right now. This is not a fit. I'm in pajamas.
Yeah.
I'm wearing free clothes.
It is
almost
not
everything
a fit.
I'm wearing right now, I've been given to me for free. By the way, yes. Cutting the hood off of a hoodie is a really good move. Look at this wide neck I have right now. It's wonderful. It's
okay.
So comfortable. You know,
yeah.
I wish I wasn't wearing a Thrasher hoodie
skate.
Right now. I do. I
fully
was a sponsored
a
skater,
hoodie.
Technically.
Fully does not skate.
I fully do skate.
Fully literally doesn't skate.
I fully can kickflip.
Fully cannot kickflip.
Yes, I can.
Where's the proof?
I could prove it to you.
Prove it.
go kickflip, bro.
Yeah.
I'll hop
I
on
swear
a deck.
To God. What's that?
No, I'm not a good skater, though. I used to skate, though, when I was a kid.
When you were a kid?
Yeah, high school and stuff.
Yeah, Jack Wagner can't kickflip, and he's wearing a Thrasher
hoodie. I have been
hoodie.
A sponsored skater, though. I've been in Thrasher. And I have this hoodie because I was featured in Thrasher as a skater.
All right.
Yep. So
yeah.
I'm not a poser.
Okay.
I've been in Thrasher.
I know
my
Skrillex.
Skate video. Yeah. So, oh, you mean Sonny?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Sonny?
Yeah, I was in Thrasher with Skrillex and
doing a wheelie on a skateboard.
Was hanging out with my EDM friends
mm-hmm.
in Thrasher in Los Angeles.
Okay. Anyway, back to what were we even talking about? Fits? Your fits?
Well, just the cuff.
Oh, you were roasting me.
Yeah, I thought you were anti-cuff.
I told
you.
Well, you have long jeans. I told you just to get them tailored because you have
that was
you
before.
Have these statement shoes. You have statement piece shoes that I feel like.
Yeah.
You can't have a cuff above those shoes.
Yeah. Well, that's why I got.
You wear a lot
got,
of statement pieces.
That's why I got high fashion jeans.
Okay.
I needed high fashion jeans, which, by the way, I do think that it's kind of fucked up that you can't find a high fashion jean with a zipper. It's all button fly.
Oh,
high
button flies are literally the worst.
Are all button fly jeans.
Yeah.
There's no high fashion jeans with zippers.
Button.
And people aren't
button
talking
flies
about
are one
this.
Of the worst inventions of all time.
I know.
It's actually, it's criminal that they exist.
Yeah.
There's no purpose for it.
Things are, you're.
I want to zip. I don't want to do buttons.
You're making out. Things are getting hot and heavy. She's like, take your jeans off. And you're like, yeah, wait there for 20 minutes. I got to take off my button flies versus a zipper, you know, you can fuck through your jeans.
That's a good move, too.
Button flies, it's a whole process.
You
got to
keep your jeans on during sex. Women
yeah.
like it. Keep on
a
crisp pair of starched Levi's.
Starched
boot cut,
denim.
Boot cut. Starched denim jeans. Mm. Levi's,
yes.
I'm wearing a pair of Levi's that don't even have one of those numbers. It's not like the 511s. It's just Levi's straight up Levi's.
Yeah.
Like from the 1950s and they come in a plastic bag.
I'm wearing a
they're shrink wrapped.
Yeah. I'm wearing a pair of acid wash Levi's, but it doesn't even say no number, none of that. And it also the logo, it says Levi's, no apostrophe, and it has a Z instead of an S.
Yeah.
And she's like, where did you even find those? And I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing fake Yeezys that I got like from a bootlegger that literally just say Kanye West on the shoe. Yeah, and I'm keeping them on.
Yeah. Personally, mine are like prison issue. Mine are like military issue Levi's.
Yeah.
That come shrink wrapped. And they have like an expiration date on it that's 2048 something.
Yes.
They were made in the 50s. You're supposed to store them in a bomb shelter and they'll never wrinkle because they're just completely hard of starch.
Yeah.
Like they're just straight.
Yes.
That's what I like wearing.
We're in the fucking.
Like they're almost
Jimmy
they're
Neutron
50%
pants.
Starch and 50% cotton.
Yes.
That's what I like wearing.
Yes.
And girls love it.
Girls
and
love
I never
it.
Take them off. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, but they do have zippers though.
Yeah.
Powerful zipper, dangerously sharp zipper. Like that could cause an injury. That's
yeah.
a thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they have the buttons. That's
so
they
so
saw that scene and Everybody Loves Mary.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we got to fix this.
Yeah.
We got to help Ben Stiller.
All of the fashion designers were watching There's Something About Mary together.
Yeah.
Anna Wintour. All of the fucking Anna Wintour,
the guy
Calvin,
who makes the Vogue videos,
Tommy, they're all hanging out. They're watching the hit Farley Brothers picture. There's Something About Mary. They see the zipper. They're like, okay, all right, we gotta talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to think that there's a fashion UN.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the Fashion Week.
Yeah,
the Fashion Illuminati.
If nobody invites me to Fashion Week in 2019,
Do you consider yourself a fashion icon?
I'll stick a gun in my mouth. Yes. I mean, I don't consider myself. That's for other people to decide. I mean, that's other people have put that on me.
I don't enjoy dressing up, but I do think about stepping up my game slightly just to mess with you, to constantly outfit you in our podcast promo picks.
Yeah.
That's like mind warfare I might do one day.
Yeah.
But in a way that kind of like, I would have to wear fits that you don't even like, but I know other people will.
Yeah.
Just to purposely get you mad.
Fit off.
A fit off? Yeah.
But it's fit off?
Yeah. I am telling you the mind warfare right now, so it kind of defeats the purpose 100%.
Yeah.
So I guess I can't really do it now.
I mean, you should do it.
Yeah.
I think people want this.
I mean, I see a couple comments occasionally. It's like Jack's fit is better. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, the people have spoken.
Those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart ones.
Hmm.
Brandon walks anyway, out of
I gotta,
the room.
Yeah. Well, I do gotta walk out of the room soon because I got the espressos brewing in me, and I don't want to take a shit in your apartment. I'd rather take
a shit at
my apartment.
Yeah,
because I respect your home, and I also just I kind of only want to take a shit if it's at my house, or at like I'll do it at like a hotel, but like generally speaking, I will if I'm in LA and I need to shit, I'm going to do it in my apartment.
Yeah. I know this about how you
feel. Yeah, but
I'm not like that whatsoever.
You will take a shit like
anywhere.
Will you take a shit at a gas station?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, that's
1,000%.
That's fucking nasty. I need wet wipes. On deck.
See, that's just, you know, we're a yin and a yang, you know.
Yeah.
You're a pampered boy.
Right.
And I'm wearing the starched Levi's.
Yeah.
I like the pain.
Yes.
I like the grit.
Yeah.
And
I'm about sucker for pain.
Yeah.
Sucker for pain. What is that? Is that the Imagine Dragons Lil Wayne song from Suicide Squad?
Ooh. God, that's one of the best soundtracks of all time.
There are some good songs on that album.
Dude, what if you went to a strip club and you saw the Joker there?
Oh, yes.
That'd be so fucking baller.
They have there's the purple Lamborghini song. Rick Ross and Skrillex. That video,
underappreciated
like,
music video where Skrillex and
Jared Leto Joker
are in a strip club walking around with Rick Ross.
Yeah.
It ends with them on a boat together. Just makes me think how pimp it would be to hang out with the Joker, dude.
Yeah, that would be,
pretty cool. I just can't stop thinking about going to a strip club and Joker's in there in the corner throwing money. He has a big stack of money, but he's burning it while he's throwing it on the strippers.
Okay.
But it's not like a strip club. It's one of those cool ones that's like kind of like classy and like hipster because they, you know, instead of listening to rap music, they listen to The Cure and like The Smiths or whatever.
Yeah.
And they listen
to Portland style.
Yeah, like a Portland. It's like cool to go to it, you know,
because
it's like they don't play rap music. It's like it's artistic because
they play classy music.
They play classy music like
it's
the
one
Smiths.
Of those. Yeah. It's one of those strip clubs where you're not going to, there's no Tim's allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a policy on backwards hats.
Yeah. You walk in, they say no baggy jeans.
That's so one of those fucked up things. I was like, we had drinks last night at one of those, like a place like that where it's like a strip club that's not like, it's like socially okay to
you
go there.
You and
it's
the
like,
Joker?
Yeah. Me and the Joker were there. Uh-huh. And it's like, you know, it's a respectable one. Where it's not like fully nude or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was thinking it in there. I'm like, ah, the only difference between this and a regular strip club is they just like listen to white people music.
Right.
Like that's all it is. They're dancing to like Taking Back Sunday or fucking whatever.
That sounds lame.
Super lame.
Sounds bad. Yeah. One of those strip clubs where it's less about swag and more about class.
Or do you remember there was a phase where people were into going to burlesque clubs?
Oh, right.
That was another just one of those things.
Yeah, burlesque is it's like stripping except they're ugly.
Oh god.
that's the whole thing about burlesque is like, yeah, what if strippers were ugly? Yeah, what if strippers were like ugly and they had bangs and you didn't see anything?
Yeah. Well, that was the whole phase. That was like a there was a period of time for like 2 years where you would have one friend that would try to convince you that you should go to a burlesque club with them because it's actually really dope.
Yeah, let's go see burlesque and get soft.
Yeah. No, dude, it's fucking awesome. It's like it's not like a strip club, you know, because instead of, you know, I like they dance to Interpol. Like this one girl danced to an Interpol song and another one does like a Modest Mouse routine.
Whoa.
And it's super cool. And yeah, you should come, dude. It's fucking dope.
Whoa.
Anyway, I've given them thousands of dollars of all my money.
God.
I've spent all my money there.
Yeah, you don't even... They don't they put the, like, tassels on, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pasties.
I don't want to come off like we're anti-strippers. We're pro...
No, I'm literally...
Pro-real strip clubs.
I think that's apparent with what I've said.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird that there exists an alternative that's like, oh, this is a better... A classy version.
Yeah.
Because we're not playing 21 Savage songs in there.
I want to see an entire vagina.
Yeah.
I want to hear rap music and see one whole pussy.
I just remembered something really funny. So last night I was reminded. I've mentioned working on that Judge Mathis show in Gary, Indiana, which was one of the weirdest experiences of my life. I had to wear a bulletproof vest every day.
The show like never came out.
No, yeah. We were like risking our lives.
Yeah,
like going up to gang members, be like, "Hey, you want to snitch on a murder to Judge Mathis?"
Like, yeah,
but
a man who's only handled small claims for years, all of a sudden pivoting to very real crimes.
But most of the time, we shot this in the winter in Gary, Indiana. It's basically Chicago, but much more dangerous.
Yeah,
but I remembered a guy. This cop, because we had a few cops working on the show, like they were like in the show.
We're helping
them investigate. And one
of Officer them, Jack Wagner.
Well, this one that I befriended in a weird way, his name was Eladio. He would like ask me to go smoke cigs in his car, and we had like smoke cigs with the windows completely rolled up.
Hot boxing cigs.
Because it was super freezing outside, so we were like
hotboxing
in his car.
Cigs with a cop.
But he would tell me these outrageous stories that only now I appreciate how severe of lies they were. He would all the time tell me about how he makes money at the strip clubs. He's like, "Bro, I leave with more money than when I came in, dude." He's like, I would be like, "Really? How, dude?" And he would have this whole explanation, be like, "Well, you just go there and like, first of all, if you become friends with the strippers, they like you. So like, they'll give you a lap dance for free." I just get so pumped up that like I cheer them on and they get more tips from other guys. And at the end of the night, they come up and they give me some of their tips. And so I make money there.
How?
If he's lying, like
he's
making
like asking
this up.
Right.
He's the classic guy of like,
yeah.
Oh dude, no, the strippers actually like me.
Yeah.
Yo, no, dude, they like, no, like they like me. It's fucking dope. I'm gonna bang one day. No, you just gotta be cool to them, dude.
They actually give me all their tips.
No, that I just, like I remembered it last night because it was so funny.
Yeah.
Well, I was also like 19 or whatever, so I think I was just kind of like, "Oh, that's cool, dude."
Yeah.
Like maybe this is true. But I got sick. Yeah. Smoking cigarettes in a car, like a squad car with the windows rolled up entirely. Right.
I love hotboxing. I love being a cop hotboxing cigs with a 19-year-old lying, trying to impress a 19-year-old with stories about strippers giving me their tips.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
That was one of the weirdest winters of my life. He would tell me these stories like that all the time.
That rules.
No, it was so badass. It was an awful, awful winter.
I hope this 19-year-old likes me.
That was so pimp. I should try to track him down and go to a strip club with him.
Yes.
Make some money.
Yeah, get some money.
Become friends with all the strippers.
Hey, can you give me your tips earlier?
All right, I feel like that's enough for this episode.
Enough.
What do you think?
This Sunday, the Satellite, Sunday the 10th, the Satellite in Los Angeles, Brandon Ward, Ellen Friends, James Adomian, Patty Harrison, Lorelai Ramirez, Sarah Sherman, a bunch of other people. It'll be good. Go buy tickets to that.
Sign up for our Patreon. I think I mentioned the Discord.
Patreon.com.
The Discord's a great place,
yeah, but still,
honestly.
Great
very
Discord.
Very stoked on it.
Discord fully popping
gonna
off.
Gonna be promoting some admins very soon, but and then I also have that new Patreon episode coming out with the Jake Paul stories. Those are pretty funny. I mean, when I heard that I knew somebody that stayed in a Coachella influencer house, I knew I needed to get that recorded.
Love it.
For the pod. So that's me on Patreon this week.
All right.
All right. Yo, go sports ball today. The superb owl.
Epic sport. Oh yeah, that was
superb
the
owl.
Oh, that pissed me off. I saw a it was like a tweet where it was like the original tweet was just like a video of like a cat running around a soccer field mid game, which was like cute and fun and whatever. I was like, okay, I like this. But somebody quote tweeted it and was like, sports is cool now, and I got pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off. Anyway,
Super Bowl, dude. Super Bowl? That sounds
Superb
like what me and
owl?
Super Bowl is what me and my cousins are gonna smoke in the backyard tonight, dude. I'm getting fucking blazed. That's what I'm gonna be packing up tonight is the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? That's what's gonna be in my bong.
Okay.
Weed. I'm smoking marijuana with my cousins.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right, bye.
Goodbye, folks.